Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining with me today in the studio is the producer himself, Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And also, the man from Pittsburgh. He's here on the Gulf Coast. Steve Kalaszewski.
A salute to you, sir.
And also, our friend and yours, we know him as Chris Cat, Chris Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello, hello. My goodness. We are so excited to be with you today on VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light of the world. We want to welcome all of our Facebook friends from all across the world. India, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Philippines, Australia, United States, the Caribbean. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Eddie and Maria, welcome, welcome to the Emerald Coast. We have a fantastic program for you today. We're going to be talking about Israel, sharing the gospel, nations being one in a day. You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H. My goodness, my goodness. Well, fellas, it's wonderful to be back in the studio.
Yes, it is.
Good to
yes,
see you.
It is. Well, good to
How
see you?
You.
Well, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How was the weekend?
Hot.
Very warm.
Very hot.
Very warm. Okay. All right. Did we do anything on this hot weekend? Pat?
Stayed out of it, mostly.
Stayed out of it, okay.
Now, mostly indoors.
Mostly indoors. Now, didn't you go to a championship game?
Oh, championship game this weekend? I did venture out a little bit.
But talk to us. What happened?
Well, my son. Football extraordinaire.
Hey.
Joe Nathan.
He got little skills from the pops there.
No, he didn't.
But I'm not bragging. He had his flag football championship game this Saturday.
Really?
Yes, he did. And for the second year in a row, no doubt.
Uh-oh.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Uh-oh.
He's working on a dynasty, so. They won their championship.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And.
Yes.
He scored. An 80-yard touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness. Joe Nathan, we're so proud of you, man.
Was he doing receiving? Was he doing quarterback?
He was a receiver.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Donna, we're so proud of you, man. We're so proud of you.
Wow, that is so, so good. Well, I missed the game, but maybe your dad has the highlight reel, maybe on his phone or something.
I have a few plays.
Oh, he has a few plays.
Okay. I might be able to share.
Very, very good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
I was too busy fumbling with my phone trying to get the 80-yard touchdown. I missed that one.
You missed? Oh, what?
I was like, oh, my God, go, go, go. And I just, like, dropped the phone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it happened so fast. Flag football, intense.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Especially in this heat. My goodness. It was hot, 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 hot weekend. Well, I tell you, you know, Pat, Steve, Chris, you know, I didn't know this. Now, he has the most awesome children. I mean, I love his children. But, you know.
Who are we talking about?
Chris, the one and only, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Did you hear about the horn situation? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
What kind of horn is this?
The horn in his vehicle. Is there something that happened with his horn or something over the weekend or something?
I may have heard something about this.
Yeah, he was, you know, driving down the road and tapping a little bit on the horn and, I'm messing with him. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Chris, I am glad that you have a horn in that car, or that truck, rather.
Yes, it works really well. As a matter of fact, it kept up with yours last night. Oh.
Your kids who are laughing a storm. We have so much fun, and I just love all those guys. Oh, my goodness. Well, Steve, last week we talked. VFN Radio turned 1 year. One year anniversary. Yay. And my goodness, can you believe it's been a year?
What God has done.
What God has done. We've been broadcasting now. I mean, literally around the world. And we've been here having this conversation. Having this conversation here to encourage you, here to inspire you, here to shed some biblical perspective and some light on not just the news, but God's news behind the news. And my goodness, I mean, it has been a tremendous, tremendous blessing. We want to continue to encourage you and continue to share VFN Radio all around the world as new things are developing and new things are happening. We're just excited to have this opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this weekend I had a chance to share at a funeral. A good buddy of mine over many, many, many years, Bob Young, passed away. He's an elderly gentleman at this time. He lived a pretty good long life. But we had a chance to visit at a memorial service at his home with his beautiful wife, Dottie. Just precious, precious people. And, you know, got to thinking about the finality of life. Mm-hmm. You know, the finality of life. Bob was a great guy. In fact, he was a great encourager. Him and a bunch of other guys, we used to meet for about 2 or 3 years in a small men's group.
Oh, wow.
And we had such an amazing diversity in that small men's group.
Yeah,
not only were there just a wide range of ages. I mean, you had young men in their 20s, older men, seniors, different socioeconomic backgrounds. Me and the young guys were broke at the time. You know, these guys were, I guess, well off and, you know, doing well. And you have all these different races. There was an Iranian person there, a couple Hispanic guys, Caucasian and African-American. And it was just this beautiful melting pot.
Melting pot, right?
Yeah. And the thing that brought us together, the thing that just made us one and all that other stuff that separates the world, you know, that categorizes and put people in a box, didn't mean anything to us because what brought us together was Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, was the love of God and our quest, our journey to know him more and to know him better and to do what he wanted us to do.
Yeah.
And so Bob was a part of that group, and every Monday night, about 2 or 3 years, we met in an office building in a conference room. Mm-hmm. And man, we had some stories. It was awesome. We started out, check this out. We all started out pretty much as acquaintances. Mm-hmm. But as we gathered and kept gathering and meeting and kept meeting and sharing and getting, you know, closer and closer, we went from acquaintances to friends, you know, and we could eventually call each other, hey, this is my friend. You know, if you know anything about men, you know, they don't have 10,000 friends. You have a few friends in life.
Right.
And which is good. You really have a few friends in life, period, whether you're a man or not. You know, a lot of people are just acquaintances. But these guys were friends, and the more we kept meeting, the more we kept growing in God, the more we kept kind of praying for each other and carrying each other's burdens and just kind of being there, you know, real, authentic, we really became brothers.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we really became brothers. And so much to the point that we went on actually two trips together, two man-God trips, man-quest trips, God questing trips, if you will. One time we went to Birmingham to a Promise Keepers event.
Oh, was that the one with rain?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, you were there too.
I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's like 30,000 men there.
Yeah, in the rain, standing in the rain.
In the
worshiping
rain.
God.
Wow. I mean, sopping wet. And that's one thing of when men come together and seek God, man, it's just so refreshing. It didn't stop none of the men. Some of us went out there and got some rain suits and stand in the puddle and just whatever, you know. Yeah. But it was so worth it. And those guys, we all went together, and I remember staying in a hotel, and all these guys start gathering, and it was just a bunch of fun. But we were all there because we wanted to pursue godly relationship, with other men, and we wanted God. We wanted to do what God called us to do as men. And then another trip we went on was to Washington, D.C., when we went to Promise Keepers rallied 1 million men to the nation's capital to actually pray and repent. And that was an absolutely amazing. Our entire group went. I know you and Greg went as well.
Oh, yeah. And our group went.
Yeah, your group went up there. And the reason, by the way, the reason that I was way back in that picture.
I remember that picture.
You forgot your alarm
clock. By the Washington
Monument. Yeah.
Monument.
No, just to make sure, you were just slightly behind Greg and Pat.
No.
In that crowd.
It hasn't been verified.
Yeah, by a couple of football fields.
It hasn't been verified how close they were. That hasn't been verified yet. We know where I was, but I was staying.
We have evidence.
I was staying with my group.
We have evidence.
Okay, I was staying with my group, you know, and I didn't want to rush out, and, you know, because I'm an early riser, but I want to stay with my group. They were getting some meals together and all that type of stuff. And so, you know, I just want to make sure that we clarified that. But anyhow, moving forward. We went out there to D.C. and, again, another tremendous bonding moment because we were there to repent, there to pray. I'll never forget it, kind of just a significant moment in my life and our guys' lives too. But I remember when there was a time where there was no speaking. They had speakers coming in and just rallying and charging and just sharing. And the president, Clinton at the time, flew over in a helicopter. Mm-hmm. There was a period in time where we didn't say a word, and it was just the time to be quiet and reverent before the Lord. And I'm telling you, you could hear a pin drop amongst 1 million men. When you talk about a holy moment, when you talk about a reverential time, I don't think nobody moved. Nobody moved. You saw men that got in position. They were face down. There were some of them were sitting there. Some of them were quiet, and they just prayed. They just prayed. And when we come back, from a break, we're actually going to talk about this more and what happened as a result.
We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to BFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at BFNTV.com.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a pastor, and a lot of the stuff he talks about, like certain employers requiring people not to say this, or a school rejecting a kid doing this or that, do they have any literature where I can have, like, all this information in front of me when I'm talking with my congregation about all this going on?
Well, Terry, the best place to go, and we've got a lot of information on this, is our website. And we've got a great search engine on the website. We have a whole section on what the rights of Christians in the workplace. We've got a whole section that deals with those issues. It's in a question-answer format. It's very easy. You just go to aclj.org. And I encourage pastors and church leaders to go to our website regularly. There's a lot of updates, a lot of material there. And if you want to get information for your churches, it's a great resource and a great place to go.
Find out more at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I want to encourage you, you know, if you feel like you had a call on your life, you feel like you just want to get closer to God, you're ready to get a better perspective, a deeper perspective, you just want to walk with God, you know, you want to be close to Him, you want to love God and love others and lead others to the same. You know, it's so important to learn the ways of God. It's so important to not just, you know, give your heart to God, which is ultimately important, but then you have to learn His ways. He says, those who follow my teachings are really my disciple. The dangerous thing about not learning His ways will end up following some ways that are not His ways, and eventually we could be led astray. Don't be led astray. You can register today for VFNU.org. It's Vine Fellowship Network University. If you feel like you're called into leadership, you feel like you want to go deeper in God. And also, join us at the VFN family. You know, VFNfamily.org. Find out if that's for you. Find out if you're called to connect with and relate with believers who are abiding with God and just desire to follow God in that. But it's a VFNU for VFN University, VFNU.org.
You know, Greg, what's so encouraging about abiding is that you can have your own
own experience with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, many people are out there right now, and they're trying, and they really want to hear and learn something from God, but they're reading devotionals.
Yeah.
That's another person's abiding experience. That's what God told someone else.
Yeah.
But guess what? There is good news, Greg.
Yeah.
You can go to iabide.org, and you can follow a simple plan where you can hear God directly speak to you. Is that amazing?
Well, think about it. Their personal abiding experience was so powerful that you might be reading about their personal abiding experience today, calling it a devotional, and it is affecting you some way. You're actually eating another man's groceries. Do you know that God has food for you? Taste and see the Lord is good. Do you know that He has more than enough? He wants a personal abiding relationship with you. And you can find out more about that, just like you said, John, at iabide.org. You know, you write your own devotionals. When you start abiding with God, we have 8-year-olds that are writing their own devotionals. And they're just it's their own personal time with God, and they're writing it down, and it's a powerful encounter. Nobody can take that from them.
Fresh bread. Fresh manna daily.
Oh, my goodness. iabide.org.
You know, if you're out there and you're listening and, you know, you find that life is empty and you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, you know, you're working a good job, you went to school, you're married, you have a family, you have children, and you know what? Things still don't seem to quite satisfy, and it still seems like, you know, there's a big hole in your heart. I want to encourage you. There is hope today. You know, there is a hope through relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And you can meet Him at Meet My Father. You know, the world is hungry. And I can tell you, I was in the same place. I can relate. You know, I went to school. I did all the right things that you're supposed to do. But yet, deep down in my heart, I still had such a huge hole and no amount of everything the world had to offer me. And I did it all. It was never satisfying. And still, at the end of the day, I still was missing my relationship with God. You know, if that's you, let me tell you, you can meet Him. You can go to meetmyfather.org and you can meet my Father, and you can begin this journey of understanding and knowing Him personally. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet Him. Welcome back to VFN Radio. Joining me from the break is Pat, Steve, and you know it, Chris. Oh my goodness, we were just talking about my goodness, my good friend, Bob Young, my brother in the Lord, our trips and just encountering God and being on the D.C., Washington, D.C. Memorial and repenting.
Mm-hmm.
And praying for our nation. And it was just an amazing time. But I was just reflecting on all of this as I was preparing for his memorial service. And Dottie asked me to share some, you know, a few words. And I'll tell you, you know, it got me to thinking about the finality of life. You know, last week we talked about how failure is not final. But, you know, your life on this earth is final. There is some finality in the world.
That's right.
And death in this life is definitely final. And so it's a sobering thought to think about that every moment you're getting closer and closer and closer to that finality. And on my way there, I had a chance to talk with my boys about Bob and just about passing and and all these different things that you think about and you just talk about. And it was just a really interesting conversation because we just had a chance to reflect on, you know, what does that make you think? What do you think about? Because we're all going to pass away. We're all going to pass away, and there's seasons in life. And Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. There's a time, there's a season for everything in life.
That's right.
And the question is, you know, understanding what season that we're in.
Yeah. You got to pay attention to the signs.
Mm-hmm. You think about, like, nothing in this life is guaranteed. And so often, so many don't want to acknowledge that reality. Just like, this life, you know, what we do in this life matters.
Yeah.
And who we're doing it for.
Mm-hmm.
Matters.
It certainly does. It certainly does. It matters what happens. It matters what we do. And to think that, listen, once it's over with, it's done. I mean, regret, we've talked about this on VFN Radio, but regret's such a horrible word because it signifies that we had an opportunity to do something, but we didn't do it. We didn't take right. advantage. We didn't seize the moment.
Right.
And, you know, we've often said you have to seize the opportunity of a lifetime in the lifetime of that opportunity. But there's nothing like missing the chance. It's nothing like missing that moment. And your life, the Bible says, is but a vapor.
That's right.
And then it's done. It's finished.
And there's nothing worse than that moment. It's like when you're in that moment of regret, when you're looking back and what you thought was important, validating, not doing what you should have been doing, when you're in that moment of regret, it's just like, it really wasn't that important as an excuse. I could have done that. I should have done that.
Yeah.
And we can avoid those moments of regret just by doing what we're called to do, what we should do today.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Exactly. So I'm there at the memorial service, and Donnie pulls me over to a stand where there's some pictures of Bob, and she pulls out his Bible.
Uh-huh.
And it's his Bible with a big old rubber band around it because it was holding all together, all of his papers and notes and all these different things. And then she pulls out this orange handkerchief. She pulls out this orange handkerchief, and I just about lost it.
Oh, wow.
I just about lost it. Because 16 years ago, I was in Bible college, and this great missionary came to speak to us, David Hogan. And this missionary has been in the hills of and mountains of Mexico, uncharted territory where you need mega trucks to get into, not even paved roads to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been, him and his whole ministry, I believe his Freedom Ministry, has been up there, and they've been preaching the gospel to Mexican Indians, and they've planted, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches up there in the mountains. And this guy's like, you know, I don't even know how to describe him. He's the one that says, I'm not out of my mind. I'm out of your mind.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
He is on fire, fireball, serious, and just, this is, I mean, this talk about spiritual warfare. This guy faces it, you know, front end. They've seen all kinds of miraculous healings in his ministry. He's refused all sort of cameras and also folks to document it. Just very humble man. And he came and prayed for us, and he had these handkerchiefs. You know, Paul prayed for aprons and handkerchiefs for people to be healed.
Yeah.
And he prayed for all these handkerchiefs, and I got this orange bandana for fuego, for fire of God, and he prayed over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was something that I would just hold on to forever. And not too long after that, I got a call from Dottie that Bob had some major heart problems and he was in the hospital. So we ran up there, our friends, our brothers that were in the group, and went up there to pray for him, and I had the handkerchief with me. And I just felt led of the Lord just to get, he had to go into surgery. I prayed for him and I put this in his hand. And we left him there and said, listen, we'll be waiting for you. Know, so you'll be back. You'll come out.
Yeah.
And he made it. He was out of that.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And I didn't know whatever happened to this thing. I didn't know where it was. And she told me, she said, Bob had this in his Bible every single day since you gave it to him.
Wow.
And she goes, I want you to have it.
Oh my gosh.
I said, oh my goodness. I actually thought about this, you know, but I thought, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
no telling where, you know, no telling where it's at.
Yeah.
And she pulled it out, and like I said, I almost lost it, but just powerful moments in God. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm. You just can't take anything for granted. You can't take any kind gesture. You can't take any moment praying. You can't take anything for granted because it affects people. Mm-hmm. It affects people, and it's just a powerful, powerful time. But let me tell you something. Death is final.
Yeah.
Death is final, and you want to run your race well. You know, we're on a race.
That's right.
We're on a race with God, and you want to run that race well, and you want to know that when it's all said and done, when it's all over, that, listen, you're going to hear those words from Jesus. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Right. Come in. Come in. You want to hear those words. But there's something that separates us from that. There's just a gospel that's being preached that, you know, I like to call it the 2.0 gospel. It's the upgrade gospel. It's the accept Jesus for a better life, but not the source of life, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, 25 reasons to be a better you. But it's like, come on now. Jesus didn't save us to be a better you. He saved us. And the topic that's not talked about often, but it's sin. Sin is what separates us from God. Sin is anything that Jesus wouldn't do. And the Bible is very clear in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. That means every single person.
That's right.
Every person that you have seen. Every person has sinned. Has sinned, which means that they have something in their life. They've done something, thought something that has separated them from the love of, not the love of Christ, but separated them from Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It separates, right? And so Proverbs 29 says, who can say I've kept myself pure? I am clean without sin. Who is that person? Who is that man? Who is that woman? Let me tell you, the only person who could ever say that is Jesus Christ himself.
That's
who
right.
Walked 30 some odd years on this earth, was tempted in every way to identify and empathize with us, yet he himself did not sin. But you know, each one of us, according to Hebrews, have two appointments. We have an appointment with death, and we have an appointment to face God. We have those. Listen, there's a lot of appointments on your day. Maybe you have a planner, you have your cell phone, you have a notebook, and you write down all your appointments, and you have alarm clocks, and some you make and some you miss. But let me tell you, these are two appointments that you will not miss. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
That's a little Bob for you. Guaranteed. Two appointments.
Mm-hmm.
One is death, and one you're going to face Jesus Christ. And you're going to have this opportunity. Let me tell you something. You don't want to start talking to Jesus under those type of conditions. In fact, I don't know how much conversation you're going to have at that moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know what kind of conversation, but you want to know. You want to know that you've dealt with the sin issue. And here's the thing about sin. The Bible says that there is a cost associated with sin. It's not just sin and no big deal. This is just human nature. I can do what I want. YOLO, you only live once. No. Yeah you're right. You only live once. Mm-hmm. So you better live,
right.
Live better life.
Right.
Live the right way. You're right. You only live once on this earth. Absolutely. So it doesn't mean that we throw reckless, you know, throw carelessness off of us, and we just do anything we want to do, and because we only live once, it means that we measure what we do, our heart's in the right place, because we only pass through here once. But sin has a price tag. The Bible says that the wages, the cost of sin equals death. Death across so many boards. Death in relationships, separation from God. Listen, sin can help your physical death.
That's right.
There is a price tag when you think about it. Think about all the heartache. Think about all the chaos. Think about all the destruction. Think about all the hurt and all the pain in this world. Think about all the things that people suffer. Can I tell you that you can do a little trace back and you can see there's a result either of their sin or someone else's sin? People talk about all the problems in the world. Save the whales. Save the trees. Save the ocean. Save the green. Listen. We need a save souls movement here. You know what I mean? This is what matters. This is what matters at the end of the day. And this is what I shared at this memorial service. You're only going to have two regrets when it's all over. Just two. I wish I had done more for my family because I'm getting ready to leave them. And I wish I knew God because I'm getting ready to see him. Friend, this message never gets old. This message should never get tired. We will see Jesus. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back, and he can come back at any moment. The question is, are we going to be ready? Are we going to be ready? Are we going to be able to share with others? Are we going to tell people? Do we have the urgency in our heart? Let me tell you something. Time is short. Look what's happening around the world. Four blood moons, Israel, signs of the times. The economy, we're going to talk in a little while, too, about what's going on with the crops. I mean, we're living in a time and an age of prophetic fulfillment.
Yeah.
And we cannot afford to keep our eyes closed, our mouths silent, and our ears stopped up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We cannot afford that. And we cannot afford to share this glorious hope and to tell people the truth. To be absolutely authentic and tell them, listen, this is the real deal. I wish I could tell you something else. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, people have itching ears. They have certain things that they want to hear. You can't do that. They want to, as Steve Hill would say, a sugar sweet gospel. Just give me some sugar. Listen, it's not all about the sugar. We've got so much sugar poured out right now in America. So much bless me scriptures.
Prosperity gospel.
You know, is your refrigerator filled with just bless me scriptures?
Yeah.
Bless me scriptures? I mean, that's cool and everything. What about the heart of God? What about the heart of God? And here's the deal. We're all going to appear before him, and that's why he gave us his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That whoever would believe in him would have eternal life. Let me tell you something. God made a way. Our sin, my sin, your sin, it'll separate us from God. Let me tell you, your sin will damn your soul to hell. Hell is real.
Yeah.
Hell is real. But let me tell you, you can find forgiveness. You can find healing. You can find love. You can find everything that you need in your life in God. And it's just a byproduct. We don't get right with God so that we can have a good life. We just get right with God because that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah,
that's what we need to do. The byproduct and the blessing is that, you know what? When you make Jesus the Lord of your life and he comes to take over, then you're just going to be blessed.
That's right.
You're just going to be blessed. But we don't do that to be blessed.
Mm-mm.
And so it's so important. And so important. Let me tell you, the time is short. The time is short. And you need to live like Jesus can come back at any moment. What a powerful man of God said that I resolved never to do anything which I'd be ashamed to do. Well, it was Jonathan Edwards. If it was the last hour of my life, we need the fear of the Lord again. We need to understand that Jesus is holy. He's coming back for a spotless church without stain or wrinkle. And in is in and out is out. Listen, close is not in. Close is not in. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. You know, I'm getting close. Getting close to what? You can be an inch away from the target, but you're still out.
Yeah.
And you're going to suffer the same loss that someone is 1,000 miles, 100,000 miles away. The guy that's an inch away and the guy that's 1,000,000 miles away are still going to suffer outside, the same loss, same consequences. But you got to be in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to be in. In order for you to be in, you got to open your heart wide. You need to be humble. You need to come to the end of yourself. You need to acknowledge if you sinned against the holy God and that you're nothing without him. Oftentimes, I've heard people say that, well, I'm just trying to get right and I need to go to church and I just need to listen. Hear us today. It's not about doing all these things to make yourself worthy before God because we couldn't clean ourselves up. You know, oftentimes we fall into a trap thinking that we got to dress this thing up for God and do the right thing for God, and then I will just kind of, you know, change my behavior. Listen, God's not into, outward change, behavior modification.
God is the right thing.
Yes.
You know, you think about it, it's just like if there was a storm going outside and it's, 15 below and you're running to get home and there's a nice fire going on inside the house and it's just like, I'm kind of outside, I'm kind of close to the door, and it's just like, either you're outside or you're in. And that's the exact same thing. Jesus wants you to be in his kingdom. It's not like, well, I'm close, I'm there. Mm-hmm. You're either in or you're out. There is no gray area.
That's right. And so you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity. Don't forget, if you're a believer today and you know God, don't keep what God's done in your life silent.
Mm-hmm.
Share with your family. Share with your friends. Share with your neighbors. Because let me tell you something. A day is coming. A day is coming like a day came for Bob. And before you know it, everything that's, there's two dates on a tombstone, the day that you're born and the day that you pass, and there's a dash in between those two dates.
Right.
And
right.
That dash, that little dash represents your entire life. The question is, where are you in the dash?
Mm.
Are you in the middle of the dash? Are you in the beginning of the dash? Or are you at the very tail end of the dash and you don't even know it? Let me tell you something, friend. God loves you. He has an amazing plan for your life. But you got to get real with God. You got to come to the end of yourself. You got to humble yourself and say, God, I've sinned against you. Forgive me. Forgive me for what I've done to you, what I've done to others, how I've hurt you, how I've hurt others. Save me, Jesus, and come into my heart. Be my very best friend. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my boss. Be the King of my life. Be my Savior. And I'll tell you, friend, if you pray that with all of your heart, with all the sincerity, nothing magically is going to change to your physical body. Nothing's going to, you're not going to grow taller. I tried, you're not going to lose weight. None of that stuff's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen is that you're going to be born again. Your spirit's going to be born again, and your spirit is going to be able to connect with God, and everything is going to change. Everything's going to change in your life. But it all starts with you taking this right step. It all starts with you acknowledging and being real. Listen, God sees everything.
Yeah.
Nothing, 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 nothing is hidden from God.
Mm.
He knows your thoughts before you even think them. And he knows the words you're about to say. He knows why you said what you said. You can't play God.
Mm-mm.
You can't play him. Be real. And we talked about the most powerful prayer that you can ever pray, and it's, God, reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. But let me tell you, God's been revealing himself to you more and more and more each and every day. You don't need him to part the heavens, and you don't need him to walk on water, and you don't need him to walk in the room. Just open your eyes. Look at your body. The Bible says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at yourself. Look at your, and say, only God can put this body together.
That's right.
Look up and look at the stars in the sky. Look at the clouds. Look at the grass. Look at the birds. Creation speaks of the greatness of our God, the awesomeness of him.
Yeah.
Acknowledge him. The Bible says, acknowledge him in all your ways. It's time. It's time. It's time. Death on this earth is final. But if you make the right decision before the final bell rings, before the last call, if you make that decision to make Jesus Lord, then you will have life, life for eternity with him.
We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
The interesting thing, I guess you could say, it's interesting about the Lord that you discover is,
mm-hmm.
he gives us a chance to join him.
Many chances.
But he doesn't force us.
Right.
He will send prophets to us. He'll say, matter of fact, I'm coming to you right now. I'm probably letting you know if you don't know yet. that if the church does not arise, if she doesn't awake, things as we know it in the nation called America, the United States of America, is going to change. It's changing before our eyes, but a third great awakening, a massive national revival can change it. But we can drop the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, we've dropped the ball. And if we drop the ball, God will just move. The cloud will move. It's moving as we speak into India, into China. As a matter of fact, listen to Peter Wagner and Steve Hill talk specifically about that. I'll be right back.
And say to this should not offend anyone. What this should challenge you. This should challenge me. Okay? I'm a young man. Okay, and I'm speaking to many. You may say, well, you know, I'm this. Peter, you're up in, I don't know, 70, 80s or whatever, but the bottom line is you got the fire of an 18-year-old, okay? and the vision, and you see the world laid out like God sees it laid out. He goes, listen, if you don't take this and run with it, if you don't take this pure gospel that I've given you, and it's simple. The gospel is not complicated. If you don't take this and run with it, I'm going to pass the ball to somebody
else.
You're
going to give it to somebody else. That's right.
I'm going to give it to somebody else, and they're going to run with it.
Exactly right.
That's what happened. Let me just ask you.
We need more people swallowed by whales like Jonah. He was going to take it from Jonah, but Jonah learned his lesson.
He learned his lesson, and I think revival came out of all
that's
that.
That's right.
You think about it. Why would we have to be swallowed by a whale? Why do we have to go? He said, I will not go in the middle. I will not respond to the call. I'm not going to do it. But when he finally did it, Nineveh, a great city, turned around. You don't think, and this is what this is what God told Jonah. Should I not be concerned? Mm-hmm. Should I not be concerned? Should I not be concerned about this great city? Do you don't think God's concerned about the great nation called America? He cares. He loves the American people. He wants them to know him. He wants the church to rise. But you know what? If we don't stand up, if we don't say, you know, this is me, I'm ready to do it. God, use me. Here I am. Send me. You can find out. Listen, we have been preparing for you. We have been preparing for you. You know, all the way from training you up to rightly relating you, to bringing you into the harp and bowl ministry of Revelations 5:8, so you can pray and watch and make sure, you know, that you stand in the midst of what's coming. We've raised you up in unity, what we call the due space, being able to be together continually with all the family. We raised you up and be able to get connected and rightly related and get discipled, and not only get discipled, but to go through VFNU, Vine Fellowship Network University, to train you again in the simplicity. It's so simple. It's not complicated. Religion complicates things, but it was so simple that the fishermen were doing it, and it just blew the mind of all those that invested so much in gaining so much knowledge that there were no longer any use in the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of my spiritual father, Ken Summerall. This is what he says. He says two things. One is, he says, every time I began to get insecure about things when I was in ministry, when I was young, I would go get a degree. I would get more education. He said, I was dying by degrees. I had to unlearn everything I learned so that God could use me. He says something else in his book called The Flexible Wineskin. He says, listen, if it ever gets like that, mm-hmm. I hope you, those that are related to me, I hope you will step away from that so that you can continue on with the call that God's placed on your life. Find out more at vfnfamily.org. Listen, let's do it. Let's believe God. Let's raise up for a day such as this. Don't look around for people to be your cheerleader. If they're not going to go, they're not going to cheer you on. But if you will go, if you'll be that voice, God will use you. vfnfamily.org. VFN, that's V Victor, vfnfamily.org. Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this up in this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me is Pat, Chris, and Steve. Well, you know, we're just talking about how death is final and the finality of death. And my goodness, Jesus is wonderful and beautiful. Make him the Lord of your life today. Believe you me, you're going to get the better deal in this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the truth.
And he'll change your life forever. I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, if there, you know, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded within inside of me. I go, whoa. I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing, that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? And I got thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow.
That was the beginning. One little statement. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you. And have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, it'll change your life because he is the word. He is the word. Well, you know, guys, in God's news behind the news, right now they're talking about how all this rain in the spring has delayed the farmers from being able to start their farming season, start, you know, tilling the soil and putting in their seeds and getting rid, and they're saying that because of that, we could really face some high food prices in the near future.
Right.
This is a big, big deal. We're so separated, you know, in life. We just go down to the local Publix, Walmart, ShopRite, Pathmark, wherever you go shopping to get your food and get the milk. We don't realize that all of that, before it got into the can, you know.
Somebody put it there.
Yeah. Before the yams got in that can,
yeah.
You know, that was grown in the dirt. You know what I mean? Before we bought those steaks, you know, that were cut up by the butcher and everything, that was a cow, you know, on a farm. And we're so separated from how, you know, from so many things, but in particularly from our food, the process that's involved in the food going from the farm actually to the supermarket. And we really need to just pay attention, understand, listen, this stuff is serious. CBN's reporting on this. We want you to listen up. We're going to talk about this in a minute.
Great to see all that support there. Well, rainy weather and cooler temperatures this spring are making life tough for farmers across the country. Many have been forced to delay planting crops, and that could lead to higher prices at the grocery store. Usually crops would be growing by now in this rain-drenched field in Wisconsin.
There are a lot of fields that are really super wet right now with all the rain and more on the way.
Mark Zastro's farm fields are on top of a hill, so they are not as likely to have standing water. But like many farmers across the country, he still faces difficulties from a wet, chilly spring.
So far this year, everybody's been behind just due to the weather. And every time it rains, they just get farther behind.
That includes delays in plowing fields, planting crops, and harvesting early spring hay. This hay field is nowhere near ready to be cut. That's bad news for his livestock, which used to eat that hay.
A lot of farmers were out of hay, so they've been buying a lot, waiting for the crop to grow, so it couldn't have been any worse.
Crops that farmers have been able to plant are emerging slowly. The latest crop report from Wisconsin's Agriculture Department shows so far only 2% of farmers report their first alfalfa cutting this year, compared to 59% last year. Some of the other crops across the country battling rainy, cool conditions include Arkansas's rice crop, Washington's cherry crop, North Carolina's peanut crop, and corn and soybean crops across the Midwest. Farmers hope dry, sunny weather is around the corner to jumpstart the growing season. They sure do. A cool, soggy spring could mean lower crop yields, higher feed costs, and higher prices at the grocery store.
Wow, this is amazing. You know, we've been talking about this, just all the different things that are happening all across the country, all across the world, but everything is so fragile. You know, mm-hmm. We take everything for granted, but your body is fragile, the weather is fragile. It's mm-hmm. amazing. I'm telling you, you got to trust God with everything. Exactly. Only a prideful person just walks in and just gets stuff and doesn't even think about
where it came from. Yeah.
And we've talked about on VFN Radio, we've played that segment, we need to probably pull it up sometime, but about the farmers and a tribute to the farmers. That was really powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that? Whose voice was that? Harvey or somebody?
Yeah, Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey. And if you haven't heard that on The Torch, you need to look up Farmers on The Torch, and it'll come on up. But he paid a tribute to farmers and the hard work that they do. Most people couldn't last a day on a farm.
There's no way.
And you think about the hard work, everything it takes. We want to pray for our farmers. We want to pray for food. Let me tell you, this is a time where you really want to be humble before the Lord. We just don't know. I mean, my concern is that our country has gone so far away from the Lord. Mm-hmm. We've taken so much for granted that they're going to miss this opportunity. This is mercy. When we don't see judgment immediately, it's not because God forgot. You know what I mean? It's not because God forgot or he's ignoring you.
That's right.
Ignoring you. It's because he has patience.
It's mercy.
He's long-suffering. Why?
When you think about it, I mean, you can, like, right now, what God has spoken to us and revealed to us is just like, this is a prophetic word in its fulfillment. This is a prophetic word. It's like God has shown us about that there's the crops are going to be more expensive. There's going to be a drought. And God even says in his word specifically that if you pay attention to my words and you put them into practice, you're like a builder who's building on a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. But whoever is listening to my words and doesn't put them into practice, he's like a foolish man. And you can read that in Matthew 7, 24 through 27. And it's just like, go on the torch. Go on the VFN torch on VFN TV and you'll see that flaming fire. And you can see this is what God has shown us is coming. This is what God is just trying to get our attention. It's just like God is speaking.
Yeah.
Pay attention. It's just like we have to listen, but not only listen, but put them into practice.
Absolutely. And that's the whole thing. I mean, believers have been listening and listening and listening and listening and listening and more listening and more listening.
But not doing.
There hasn't been any doing.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any doing. We have to listen to God's word. We need to apply God's word in our everyday life. And we need to have a dependency factor upon the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when we stray away from God and we don't honor him and we don't do the things that we're supposed to do, then what happens? We're opening ourselves up for judgment. You know, and listen, if the crops go bad, right, and there's no food or the food that you know, this is what happens. If they grow less food, that means there's less food that goes in a truck that goes all the way to Walmart. And when you go to Walmart, instead of them being 100 cans of peas, there's maybe 50 cans of peas, which means because there's less of them,
they have to charge more.
They're going to cost more.
Right.
Listen, it's better just to be...
Or there won't be any at all.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So it's better just to be humble. It's better just to say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to honor you with my tithes and my offerings. I'm not going to be, you know, like the percentage that George Barna, you know, shares. Only 3% of the church is actually tithing.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to be like the 97%. I'm going to honor you. And I'm telling you that no matter what's happening, even if there is a drought, if you are with the Lord and the Lord is with you and you've honored the Lord, believe you me, God will honor you and he will bless you. But why are we sharing this? So that you can take heed, you can be alert, and you can be in the right place with your heart. Tough times are coming. Tough times are coming. But if your hope is in the Lord and you're right with God, He'll see you all the way through.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at bfntv.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at bfntv.com. You're listening to BFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.
Facebook page.
Yeah.
Dude, it's awesome. You know, for all of our radio subscribers, you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/VFNTV. Every day there's fresh segments that are posted on there, and it's a great way for you to stay connected and be in touch. I want to encourage you too to encourage your friends to like our page. We want to continue to get the good news out, to share encouraging stories, to share God's news behind the news, as well as informing you, educating, and inspiring you. Again, check us out at facebook.com/VFNTV, and don't forget to like us.
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFNTV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging. Is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com, and you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link, and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN Radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFNTV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side. You know, I began to learn a lot of things about building, you know, spending time with Pat. Yeah. The more time I'm actually spending with Pat, the less time I'm actually putting Band-Aids on my thumbs from, like, hitting the hammer and trying to build something. And I'm learning a lot from him. I remember when we were working on... I don't know, one of the projects we were doing, he pulls out his iPhone. And I'm like, an iPhone while we're working, while we're building stuff, middle hammer, 2x4. And he was checking the level of a 2x4. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I got an app for that. I'm like, get out of here. He's like, yeah, he has a level as an app on his iPhone.
Are you kidding me? A level?
Yeah.
On the phone. And what does the level do? Is that the balancing thing?
Yeah, because... I don't know. Apparently, he had like left a level in the truck or left a level at the house, and there it is, like the bubbles and everything, the lines. He was checking the level of the 2x4 off his iPhone, and we start talking, and he says, yeah. I mean, have you checked out the new app for the VFN TV VFN Daily Radio program? And I was like, there's an app for that? He's like, yeah, there's an app for that. He says, you can go right on iTunes right now. And you can also go on the Android, because Android has it now too. You can go on VFN TV, type it in, and there's an app for that. Click download, and everywhere you go, you got us right there with you. You got all the live content. You've got all the live programming. You've got everything right there. It's like VFN TV on the go.